A 30 Moment with Dr. Don Rose.
The kiss is on my list. My list. My list. Right under Huggy Bear and Kissy Cheek, right?
Oh, Dr. Don.
It's 6:48 at KFRC in San Francisco. I don't know where she came from. Anyway, I've always said you're only as old as you feel the next day. When you think about it, you know, the human body is connected in strange and wonderful ways, which explains why a man's head turns when a woman's hips move. Mark had a date with this liberated woman the other night. Said he took her to dinner, and when she offered to pay, he said, great. But when he asked her to slip the money under the table so nobody would see, she slugged him.
Sunday will never be the same.
Introducing Pabatan with natural aloe.
30 was written and directed by Bob Shannon and produced by Bob Shannon, Al Casey, and Chad Douglas. 30 record flashbacks were created by Scotty Brink. Executive producer, Erica Farber. For a detailed listing of everything you've heard on this presentation, go to www.radioandrecords.com/30th anniversary. For R&R, Chris Eric Stevens, and Hollywood Hamilton, I'm Randy Thomas. And now, our final 30 thoughts. Jimmy Steele.
You know, it's great. You get free CDs and concert tickets, blah, blah, blah. Wonderful, wonderful. But we have the opportunity and privilege and luxury to touch more people in a single day than most other people touch in their entire life.
John Leader.
Maybe from the mid-60s to the mid-70s, Top 40 radio was the kind of radio that the kids could listen to on the way to school and mom and dad could enjoy it too. In other words, it had that kind of broad demographic appeal. And I don't think in today's radio marketplace, stations like that really exist anymore.
Scott Shannon.
I've never, ever thought Top 40 has been in danger of dying. Anytime Top 40 dies, it's because somebody killed it. It's not the broom, it's the sweeper.
Steve Allen.
I think when radio is at its best, the communication is something that reaches out and touches you on some emotional level. And the thing that I think where radio sometimes misses the point is that we are a distribution service for possibly the most emotional entertainment medium that exists, and that's music.
Steve Rivers.
A program director needs to be in the program director's chair, I believe, every single day, if that radio station is going to be maximized to its fullest potential.
Bob Henneberry.
Rick Sklar was an original, a conspiracy of one. You know, the conspiracy of one is a reflection of his discretion in not giving away his trade secrets. He had a program and a plan, and he stuck to it.
Joe McCoy.
You don't get more one-on-one than Cousin Brucey. Not only on the air, but if you watch him in person, Brucey loves everybody. I call him the Babe Ruth of radio.
Mike Harrison.
To me, the disc jockeys were like high priests, and that the radio station was a cathedral of the religion of the culture, if you will. I was a rock and roller. I loved that stuff.
Frank Cody.
The AM jocks were the traditional jocks that had the great voices, and they could push it right out there. You know, hey, gosh and golly, kiddaroonies, it's 27 after the hour, and here's a number one song, a pick to click.
Lee Abrams.
A lot of Top 40 jocks back then were screaming and very artificial. A lot of these underground jocks were so mellow. I used to call them breathers because they just had to breathe at you.
Bill Tanner.
And the truth is that all good radio is a mixture of science and art. And you have to find the proper balance at any given moment depending on what the competition is doing and what the opportunities are.
Tony Novia.
We really owe it to ourselves to find the next Scott Shannons, to find the next Steve Kingstons, the next Jimmy Steeles, the next Tom Pullmans, because I don't believe today that we're actively recruiting them.
Chuck Bloor.
The most significant, the most telling, the most consistent contribution you can make to a radio station is attitude. A singular attitude which expresses how we feel about ourselves, our station, and most important is how we feel about our audience.
Kurt Johnson.
Radio is a constant companion, and there are a lot of people who need that companionship in today's world. Radio makes your life better every single day, and there's not many things you can say that about.
There were a few more footprints I had hoped to leave behind for my colleagues, especially for the very young ones. I guess I imagined that the journalists in the bullpen were not quite warmed up yet. And somebody had to be around to keep re-reminding them that tomorrow always has been better than today. And it still will be.
To say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves, and I hope we pass the audition.